I'm Marty Moss Cohen. Welcome to Radio Times.
This campaign has been about the rule of law. This campaign has been about common courtesy and decency and making sure everyone in this state, regardless of which zip code you live in, is going to get a fair shake in life.
That was Democrat Doug Jones, the newly elected senator from Alabama, who beat Republican Roy Moore last night by 20,000 votes in a closely watched, contentious, and controversial election. It's been a quarter of a century since Alabamians sent a Democrat to the U.S. Senate. There were many factors at play: accusations of harassment and sexual assault against Moore, Alabama Senator Shelby saying he would not vote for Moore, and turnout. We asked Joseph Smith to join us, and he's chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Alabama. Joseph Smith, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
It's nice to be here.
There are a lot of surprised, and I would say even shocked people up here in the Philadelphia area. How about you?
Well, I predicted a Jones by two, and so I wasn't shocked. But it is a shocking result for a Democrat to win in a statewide race in Alabama.
Why were you confident that Jones would pull it out in the end?
Because the higher quality in-person polls were showing Jones leading, and because Jones had a tremendous get-out-the-vote on-the-ground organization, and Moore, as far as I could see, had no organization whatsoever.
When you say get out the vote, help us understand what that was. We know that Charles Barkley was there. We know that a lot of money was spent on ads. There were robocalls from the president. Is that what you're referring to? From the former president, I should say.
Yeah, right. What I'm referring to is that I know that in Tuscaloosa, there were lots of volunteers over the last 2 months getting out, knocking on doors in majority in precincts that had previously voted strongly for Democrats, and just making sure those folks knew about the election and knew about Doug Jones. And so if the organization and the number of volunteers in Tuscaloosa was indicative of the state, then it had to be happening. Also, you saw Doug Jones signs everywhere. I've maybe seen five Roy Moore signs anywhere. And then the final part about organization is Birmingham recently elected Mayor Woodfin, and his victory in Birmingham was widely credited with, again, a multi-month on-the-ground organization, and he put that, since his election was only about a month ago, and he was able to use that organization in Birmingham to help Doug Jones.
Does that tell us there is a growing and viable Democratic Party in Alabama that we, meaning I guess we Yankees up here, largely think of as a red state?
Well, I think those two factors were really important, but then Roy Moore was just a very bad candidate. He was among Republican candidates. He underperformed other Republicans, throughout over the last 6 or 7 years when he's been running for statewide office. He won the primary, because it was a split. There were three candidates in the primary, in the initial primary, and then he narrowly won the runoff for the primary over Luther Strange. Luther Strange had some baggage here in Alabama because he was appointed to Jeff Sessions' Senate seat in what seemed to many like a corrupt deal, essentially agreeing not to investigate the sitting governor in return for that seat.
Now, has Moore conceded?
He has not, but he last night he said they were just going to sleep on it, but. So he has not. I don't know, but all of the other statewide Republicans are just understanding that this election is over.
You mentioned the fact that Roy Moore was controversial even before this election. Do you think the Washington Post investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and sexual assault had made any difference at all?
Oh yeah, I do think it made a difference. I think it probably, moved some Republican voters made them more comfortable voting for Doug Jones, and made other Republican voters just not want to vote for Roy Moore, and so either stay home or write in a candidate. I think that write-in candidates, there were like 22,000 votes that had write-in candidates, and that's a very high number.
What do you think that says, and who do you think they were, and were they following up on Senator Shelby saying that he wouldn't vote for Moore and seemed to indicate that he was going to write in somebody?
Yeah, Senator Shelby said he wrote in a distinguished Republican. He wouldn't say who it was. And many other, like Jeff Sessions, also wouldn't say who he voted for. I do think that probably had an effect. Yeah. That Richard Shelby is the longest serving, Republican statewide elected officer and is an icon really here. And so him giving Republicans sort of permission to not vote for Roy Moore was probably important.
Apparently Roy Moore was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania over the weekend at the Army-Navy game.
That's what I heard too. But he wasn't. One real effect of those allegations of the Washington Post story was that from then on, Roy Moore simply did not do public events and did very few even controlled events. I assume he didn't want to answer questions, and so that maybe that was an effect.
That is Joseph Smith, chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Alabama. We called him up to get his analysis of the results yesterday in Alabama that Doug Jones, the Democrat, is the newly elected senator from Alabama to the U.S. Senate. And if you want to join our conversation, that phone number is 1-888-477-9499. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. What do you make of Steve Bannon and his support for Roy Moore? He apparently insulted your university at the University of Alabama. What role did he play?
Well, I don't think that I don't think Steve Bannon helped Roy Moore at all.
He hurt him, do you think?
Well, I think he might have motivated people who don't like Steve Bannon to get out and vote. I mean, one of the really striking things about this election was an off-year, a special election. So there was exactly one item on the ballot. It wasn't, there was only one thing that almost all voters were choosing. And the Secretary of State expected about 25% turnout. Instead, we got 40%. So they were expecting 830,000 votes. Overall, they got over 1.3 million. And so something made people get out and vote. And I wouldn't be surprised if Steve Bannon's, not just his dissing of the University of Alabama, but I mean, Alabamans do not like outsiders coming in and telling them what to do. And Steve Bannon is absolutely an outsider.
What about the role you think President Trump played?
Well, I think that this shows that President Trump cannot deliver he doesn't have a big influence. I mean, Roy Moore was a very bad candidate, but Alabama should be very favorable terrain for Trump, and Trump and Bannon could not pull Roy Moore across the finish line here. I would think that would show that Trump is not as influential as he would like to believe, and I think it's probably going to make, I mean, this is going to have some other effects going forward. One, I would think that sitting members of Congress would not be as afraid of Donald Trump. You know, his threat to them is, if you don't support me, I'm going to come to your district and campaign against you. Well, that didn't work in Alabama, and if it doesn't work in Alabama, they have to be wondering if it's going to work anywhere. I think the other side of this is, if a Democrat can win in Alabama, you're going to have higher quality Democratic candidates saying, hey, you know what, it's worth a try. And so this should give the Democratic Party a boost nationwide in recruiting high quality candidates who can actually win.
I read that Jones outspent Moore by lots of money. And how was the ad war, especially on television in Alabama?
Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I haven't seen very many ads. I just don't watch TV that much. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I know that for the first, I see a lot of stuff on the internet, and I know that for the first 2 months before those allegations came out in the Washington Post, Doug Jones' entire campaign was based on the idea that he would not be an embarrassment to Alabama and Roy Moore would be an embarrassment to Alabama. And I think that was persuasive to a lot of people. And then, and, you know, Doug Jones, as I think, he was trying to reassure Republicans that he was going to be a very moderate Democrat, and I think he will be a very moderate Democrat. So, yeah, I think that was what Doug Jones was trying to do. Roy Moore, he constantly identifies with and makes the connection with Christianity and with his understanding of the Constitution, which is, you know, which I guess is persuasive to his adamant supporters, even though his understanding of the Constitution has gotten him removed from office twice in this. You know, he was twice removed from the position of Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court because he refused to abide by federal court rulings.
You mentioned 40% turnout. Do you think Doug Jones would have won if black voters hadn't turned out in the numbers that they did?
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I mean, I think, you know, there were several counties in the southern part of the state that are heavily African American and where turnout exceeded the 2014, you know, regular election in November 2014 election for governor. I mean, there was huge turnout among African American communities, and those voters overwhelmingly supported. I don't think there's any question that the sort of extra turnout, maybe beyond what was expected in this election, among African Americans was more than 20,000 votes for Doug Jones, and that was about his victory. So yeah, there's no way. I mean, it's like everything had to go right, and it all did go right. He got great turnout among African Americans. I think that's largely down to that organizational work I was talking about earlier. But he also got a lot, like in Huntsville, which is a largely white but highly educated city in the northern part of the state, that county went for Doug Jones. That county has never gone for a Democrat in the last 20 years that I've been here. So, you know, it absolutely was high turnout among African Americans was probably the most important part, but there were other factors that also had to go right and did.
Less than a minute to ask you about just Alabama itself, 17% poverty rate, spending on Medicaid. I'm looking at something that was on the New York Times, standardized tests among the nation's lowest. It seems that Doug Jones has got a lot of work cut out for him.
He does, and those are state issues. I'm not sure how much he's going to be able to do since he's going to go to the Senate. There's an Alabama governor's election in 2018, and that will be now a more interesting election than we would have guessed before last night.
Well, Joseph Smith, thank you so much for explaining some of the things that happened in Alabama yesterday. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome. You're welcome, I should say, Jen. He is chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Alabama. We're going to take a very short break and then shift gears, as we often do here on Radio Times, talk about a bill here in Philadelphia that has gotten people kind of worked up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.